Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, yes. So, I have two kids. I have a one-year-old who just walks around and laughs at everything.
Okay.
And I have my two-year-old son, Kaysen, who is starting to talk and have thoughts and say things.
Okay.
Have his own thoughts.
He has his own thoughts, and he's learning things at his little school from other kids, I suppose.
Is he at the fun age? I don't know. Like, what is the fun age?
Every age
24.
Is...
Four.
It's fun.
Four,
when
not
different.
Not every age is fun.
Four is fun.
I mean...
Like, yeah. So, is he getting close to being able to...
This one's pretty fun just because he's starting to say funny things.
Talk, yeah.
Yeah, he's starting to talk, so he says random things.
Gotcha.
And sometimes he says things that are not so fun. I got home from work, and I noticed that Kinsey was sitting on the couch with a bowl of ice cream.
Okay.
Which is her... comfort food.
Okay.
Normally, that's the breakup.
And I could tell something was wrong.
Uh-oh. I started packing a bag?
Yeah, I'm like, what happened? So I walk in and automatically put the bags down. I'm like, what did I do?
She caught those texts on your phone.
No.
That other girl.
So I'm like, what did I do? And she looks at me and she goes, I'm trying so hard not to cry.
You're not dramatic at all.
And I'm like, what happened? Now I'm thinking something bad happened with like a family member. I'm like, what happened?
Maybe her mother texted her that her boobie exploded.
No, that was just a prank.
That's an old callback.
So she's sitting there going, I'm trying not to cry because it really hurt my feelings.
Huh?
And I said, what did I do? And she goes, it wasn't you. And I'm like, good. But now I'm sorry that you're hurt.
Right. Yeah.
Good that it's not me.
Right.
And I said, well, who hurt your feelings? I'll go take care of this. I'm your husband.
Yeah.
You know, I'll fight for my wife.
Beat him up.
Who is going to feel my wrath? That's what I wanted to tell her. She looks at me. She goes, Kaysen.
Your son.
Kate, my son, my man, my little guy, my mini-me. What happened? She goes, I was getting out of the shower, and I was drying off, and I was in front of the mirror feeling good about myself. Kaysen walks up, and he points at me, and he goes, what's that? Baby in there?
Oh.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to say.
Well, she obviously does not have a baby belly.
Yeah, did you say congratulations?
Maybe there's another pregnant woman in your life, and so he assumes other women have babies in their bellies too?
So I was like, we're not having a baby, right? That's not happening.
Right?
She goes, no, we're not having a baby.
She goes, you're not, right? There isn't, right?
And she goes, he broke my heart. And I was like, well, where is he? And she's like, I can't even look at him right now.
Oh, my God.
You know how girls get, you know, sentimental at times?
Certain. You say something at the wrong time, and it doesn't matter what it is.
Oh, my goodness.
She doesn't have a bum.
It devastated her from her little two-year-old son. And I'm like, I wonder if this happens
it
a lot.
Devastated her to the point where she went and sat on the couch and ate more ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was heartbroken out. Like, literally was sitting on the couch eating ice cream. It devastated her day.
My daughter lives to point out flaws on me, and I don't know where that is. I even asked her. I was like, why? Well, I'm just letting you know. I'm just telling you what's wrong. I'm just telling you. Points out every bump, you got another red bump. Oh, God.
Save
okay.
that.
Okay.
Well, you can.
I'm just like, why?
We want to hear from you, 800-KID-LIVE.
Kids say the darndest things.
Yeah.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
How did your kid break your heart? You can also go to our Facebook page.
All right.
Yeah. Kid Nation, we want to hear from you, but we'll go to the phones first.
Come on.
Jeanette, how did your little one break your heart?
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
I was trying on some clothes, and he was in the dressing room with me, and I can kind of sort of go through different sizes in clothes. I'm not just one size, but I was trying the shirt on, and I couldn't really get it all over my top half quite, and he looked at me and said, Mama, those clothes are for skinny people.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, okay, well, thank you.
Oh,
dang. Yeah. I'm sorry.
But he realized what he did, and later on, he's like, Mama, I didn't really mean it like that. I just meant it's for smaller people that are smaller than you.
That made it better.
Yeah, they know how to make it better.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Jeanette.
See, all you're doing, Jeanette, is preparing him for marriage.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Make him pay.
Yes.
It's all right. It's all right. Nothing's wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Tanya, what would your little one say to you?
Well, I have three children, and I had just given birth to my third, and my six-year-old daughter was in the bedroom changing with me, and she asked me, it's kind of similar to Kenzie, but she said, Mommy, when is your tummy going to get smaller? It looks like you have another baby in your belly. Yeah, and I was bawling, and so she started bawling. So then my husband came out, and he was like, oh, my gosh, I don't know how to handle this. It was his first child. I had already had two from a previous marriage, and he didn't know what to do, and he just walked away.
safe move, man.
What do you do as a husband when your wife's like, she called me pregnant and
Jenna,
fat. And
I didn't know what to do.
Yes. Yeah, what do you do?
I was like, do exactly what that man did.
Hubby's not good in crisis situations.
Yeah. Walk away.
Like, do I go into his room and yell at him?
That man did the right thing.
Thanks, Tanya.
Good job, sir.
Yeah, we're so clueless when it comes to these situations.
Yeah.
I'm on both sides. How did your kids break your heart? We're going with Michelle next. What happened, Michelle?
Oh, my goodness. My ex-husband, we just went through a divorce, like, in 2010.
Uh-huh.
So, I was calling my daughter, I was visiting family. Anyways, about 4 months later, he was already engaged and everything after our divorce. So, I'm, like, going through all that, and then all of a sudden, she's like, okay, I gotta go. Mom is calling me. I'm like, and he said, but I'm on the phone with you. No, the other mom.
Oh my god.
And they weren't even married yet. I started bawling, and I just couldn't even talk. She's like, "Mommy, are you okay?" And she's like, "4."
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, I was so heartbroken, and now they've been married, you know, for a little while, and you know, she still calls her mom. I still have a problem with it. And I'm like, "Can't you call her by her name?" She's like, "Well, I still love you the most." I'm like, okay, that'll work.
Yeah. Oh, that is heartbreaking.
She won't understand
Thanks,
until
Michelle.
She's a mother what that
yeah.
does
yeah.
to your soul.
Oh, my goodness. That just breaks my heart for you.
But better two moms, if she's a good mom, a good second mom.
Yeah.
Better two than
I
none.
I can
but
see how
still,
that would hurt, though.
Call
that
mom. That's just a
if I ever heard that would sting.
Knife to the heart.
If I ever heard my kid call another man dad.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Oh, that would break my
and
heart.
And for kids, I think it's just for them, it's just so much easier because they need a label. They need to label things,
sure, right.
And maybe it's easier for them when they go out with their friends to say, well, that's mom, and that's her other husband.
Uh-huh.
It's just, you know, for kids, it's just maybe easier, but for us, it's like, oh, my God, I would die.
Nicole, what'd your kid say to you that broke your heart?
Well, my ex-husband and I have been divorced since 2007. We had a child together. Well, when he was about 3 or 4, I told him he had to clean up his room. And he got angry with me and told me he would rather live with his father.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah, I can always throw dad in there.
See, that's what who doesn't hear that?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Go
okay,
ahead.
I'm calling.
Go
I do.
Ahead.
I say, okay, I'm calling your daddy right now. And that's when the panic sets in. No. Try it. Follow through on that next time he threatens.
We have another Kelly whose kid broke her heart. What'd your 3-year-old say to you, Kelly?
Hi. So over the weekend, we were playing, and he points to my head and says, Mama, what's wrong with your head? And I said, well, what do you mean, buddy? And he said, well, look, it looks like a road. You're talking about the wrinkles on my forehead.
I got a little comedian on your head.
And I don't think I'm that old to have wrinkles on my forehead.
You're not.
Oh, you got a little comedian on your hand.
Oh, man, that's funny. Thanks, Kelly.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
He's adorable.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, boy.
He's so adorable.
Yeah,
little
he's
kid.
So cute.
Let's go real quick. Jamie. You had your throat was hurting, and your kid said something about your throat hurting?
Yeah, I was putting my 4-year-old daughter to bed the other night, and I started coughing, and she says, Mommy, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm fine. Mommy's throat hurts just a little bit, and she laughed and said, is it because you're too fat?
Dang.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's a logical assumption.
Yeah, I bet they get this from us, though. See, we probably say, probably beat ourselves up about being overweight or this, that, and the other in front of them, not even thinking about it.
And subliminally.
They hear it.
Oh,
they're
sponges, yeah.
Little sponges they are.
Mm.
Marie, this one did not break your heart. It probably broke your husband's heart.
Yes, definitely my husband. Well, my husband used to be really muscular because he's in the military.
Uh-huh.
And he had lost the muscle and kind of got a little, you know, a little bit more fat. But,
so nice.
So he had just gotten out of the shower and he was sitting down. So you know how things don't compliment you very well when you're sitting. And my son goes, "Daddy, why do your nipples look like boobies?"
I just showed my boobies.
So immediately my husband started doing push-ups on the ground. So.
Drop and give me 10 right now.
Look like you have boobies.
Oh, man. Kids do
little sex. Reality Marie. Checks right there.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Oh, kids.
That's motivation.
Yeah.
I mean, even if your kid is saying it, I could see going out and getting a health club membership like the next day.
They're motivators. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yes, it is time to play the free money name game.
Mm-hmm.
This is a game where we go into a big cash cube, thanks to cashcube.com. And we have 5 sets of the alphabet in letters.
So
and
then, it's more of an initial cube for now.
Yeah, we also have some duds in there just to make it a little tougher because Kelly has gone twice. No.
No, I've only gone once and Jenna's gone once.
You guys got them pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I feel like I have trouble every time I go into those cubes.
You won't.
No, I think there's a sense, I don't know, is money just harder to catch than yeah, the paper?
I
don't know.
I think so. I think, yeah, I think money.
Maybe a money slider.
Right.
Money. Well, you're trying to grab as much as you can when you're doing the money grab. We're just trying to grab one.
We will get 2 letters. If they match your first and last name's initials,
mm-hmm.
you got to be the 13th caller, and you win $500 automatically.
It has to be on your legal ID, first and last name.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Even if you go by your middle name like I do, my mm-hmm. middle name is Kelly. I wouldn't win if it was a KR. It had to be AR because I'm Angela Kelly Raspberry.
Exactly. It has to be your first and last name on your ID or legal document.
Yeah, yesterday was a JT, so it could have been TJ, but it just has to be your legal name. Joshua Thompson got $500.
Yeah, he could have gotten $1,000, but he did not write free money for Kid Nation on his Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter.
And they all say the same thing. I just didn't think you'd call my initials.
Yeah. Well, we did.
We are going to call initials, and they could be yours.
Yeah, and we're going to do it again by spinning the wheel and finding out who's going to draw those letters.
Yep. Here we go.
Poor JC, he wants to get picked so badly.
No, I don't. I'm nervous.
Here we go. It is.
That's a good spin, Mikey.
It is.
And
you'd be great on Price is Right, dude.
Kelly!
Kelly!
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry,
I didn't even get picked last.
Kelly and I are just going to go back and forth.
You can't forfeit your turn.
All right. I'll do better than I. Well.
Are you sure you guys put Al and JC on that spinny thing? All right, Kelly's stepping into the cash cube.
All right. We have to wear the safety goggles.
Yeah, safety first.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, what if you get a paper cut in your eyeball?
They're just not flattering.
Oh, you didn't look that
good. Honey, I rock safety goggles.
Oh, Kelly looks good.
I feel good.
Wasn't in the cash cube.
All right, I'm in.
She's good, in. Kelly's mic'd up. She's locked in the cash cube. The wind's about to start. All right, Kelly.
Let's do this. I'm ready. I want to pull a good letter.
Okay, good.
I want to pull a vowel and a consonant. That's my goal today.
All right.
Vowel
and a consonant. Okay.
Oh,
You got
I grabbed 2, so I'm going to let one go. I don't know which one it was. A T.
Okay,
T. You got your consonant.
T. It's back in the play. Right. Oh, here we go. And
got your
the
consonant.
Second letter.
What is it?
I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
Must be another T.
X.
Oh, X. T.
Why do we pull so many dang X's?
Xavier Thomas. He's going to love that.
Sorry.
Xavier Thomas.
Yeah.
Well, here's the good news.
Xavier.
Oh, Kelly, you have some.
Taylor.
You have some stuff in your bra.
Yeah.
If we fail with the X again, we will do it again in 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. Somebody's so if your initials are TX or XT, you have 10 minutes. 13th caller is going to get $500, maybe $1,000, and 800 Kid Live's phone number?
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Well, the X people love me.
Yeah. And me. And
what,
the XZ people.
What is up with these random letters this time? We've never had them be this random before.
We pulled X a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of X going on.
Well, while we wait, we got something else that's going on that's pretty cool. The Walking Dead. We were just talking about this during the commercial break. They just got word they're being renewed for season 6.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So that's really exciting. A lot of Walking Dead fans are super excited about that. It does return to AMC this Sunday night at 9, 8 Central. And we've got 3 trips for you to visit the set of Terminus.
Yes, this is super cool. Walking Dead fans, you know what I'm talking about. You and a guest are going to get to tour the real location they use filming the show, attend a VIP party, meet members of the cast, probably some of the undead as well. They go above and beyond with this kind of stuff. You just got to click around kidnation.com and hunt down the walkers. If you find all walkers, you got to click on them to get registered for each of the trips.
Got it.
We have three of those giving away to get blah, 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 blah. We have three of those to give away.
And the walkers are all on the website right now.
Yeah, and we have a super fan in the studio.
Hey, Mikey.
Oh, my gosh. I'm geeking out right now.
I know you are.
Walking Dead is like the coolest show ever. Now, for people who don't know what Terminus is, a lot of people are like, oh, it's just people running away from zombies.
Is that the city or something?
No. So the entire last season, they've been giving you these little nuggets of hope because there have been signs everywhere saying Terminus will give you safe harbor.
So nobody knows Terminus.
Everybody's kind of going towards Terminus thinking this is where we're going to be rescued.
You got to think it's
we're
the end of
saved.
The world, so people are trying to find, you know.
They're walking up and down railroad tracks.
They're trying
tracks.
To find nuggets.
Doesn't Terminus mean, like, the end? Like,
well, they get there.
Or does it?
And then they realize that it's not safe.
Oh, it's a
and it's
trick.
Almost
you don't
a rat's trap from other humans. So the zombies aren't the only thing that you have to worry about in this post-apocalyptic world.
Right.
Do they hook up with, like, zombies and stuff? Are they getting along? Can you, like, date a zombie now?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
You don't want to do that?
You want to get some zombie love?
You want to get some zombie love? You can't
There's
do that?
There's no zombie loving going on.
Yeah, I don't think the zombies are very loving.
Are you going to dress up like a zombie for Halloween?
No. But here's the weird thing. It's become so big. Like, my wife and I watch it every week. We look forward to it. We set an appointment to watch it together. Mm. All of our friends do it. I can't even check my Twitter feed on Sunday nights because everybody's posting about the show.
I don't know anybody that's... I mean, I'm
no,
sure,
I'm sure
I
you
mean,
do, Al. You just don't talk about it.
They just don't talk about it, you know?
Yeah,
why
talk
thing.
About
it's
on,
with you?
You know,
if
it's
you're
on AMC.
Passionate.
I mean, we want to, yeah. I shouldn't have said that.
I mean, if you're not passionate about it, people that aren't wouldn't talk to you about it because they know you don't
watch.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay. No, good point.
But it's like Breaking Bad, Al, remember? I mean, I would, it's equally as big, if not bigger, than Breaking Bad.
But then again, I know bar people. I don't know TV people, you know, for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Like, the people that I hang out with that would talk about stuff, they talk.
Why don't you just mosey up and start a conversation? How about that Walking Dead and see what happens?
So, Terminus, huh?
Yeah.
Terminus.
Woo!
How about that one zombie, one episode, huh? Crazy. I'm probably going to start Netflixing it.
Yeah, it's really
catch
cool.
up.
Okay.
You got a lot of catching up to
I'm going
to
tell you about Blacklist. Now, I think I just finished episode 12 or 13. Jenna, I'm starting to lose interest already.
Oh, you're bored?
You know, because everything is just wrapped up in such a neat little bow so quickly. And I know that's what they have to do. But it's like, maybe it's because I don't have the commercial interruptions. I just get to zoom right through quick. I don't know.
No, I think that's good. I think this is what's difficult. Like, I'm very excited. I like HBO and Showtime programs. I think that's some of the best television programming. AMC does great. But you got to kind of know what you're getting into when you watch. Like, I love Criminal Minds. It's a guilty pleasure. But sometimes it is a little formulaic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Blacklist. But James Spader's so excellent.
He is so good.
And I'm telling you that it's once the characters get likable, even if sometimes it's unbelievable scenarios.
Well,
it's
right now, if those people are listening to Blacklist, I'm at the part where her husband goes to that teachers convention down in Orlando and he's about to hook up with that woman who's obviously a double agent or something.
Oh, Kelly, there's so much
I don't know
going
what
on.
Yeah, so that's the part
it's gonna get good
at.
It's gonna get
but
good
I was just like after this last one I'm like oh god I'm gonna hang in because I put so much time into binge watching now.
Kelly, it's like with any show you watch sometimes you don't like the episode of House Hunters you're disappointed you know?
Oh god.
Yeah,
don't you dare suggest there's been a bad episode of House Hunters.
Oh, there is. Plenty of them. See, I got so bored last night with TV that I just ended up watching people fighting kangaroos on YouTube.
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
That was a funny video.
Oh, I watched so many.
Kangaroo fights.
Kangaroo fights are the funniest.
If you haven't YouTubed kangaroo fighting.
Dude,
it
is hilarious.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently that just happens in your backyard when you live in Australia.
And then I started watching Prank versus Prank. It's the boyfriend and girlfriend that prank each other. Prank wars. That's hilarious, too.
I could not be in that relationship.
Did you see the latest?
Yeah. The cat one?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so
explain
good.
So imagine this. So there's it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, and they have...
They constantly prank each other.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Is it just on YouTube?
It blows my mind they can still prank each other because I would just expect it every single day.
They have their own channel with millions and millions of people. So his latest prank was...
Prank versus prank?
Yeah.
They live in a high-rise, like, apartment, and he starts freaking out with the window open... And he's calling his girlfriend over, and he's basically alluding to the fact that the cat jumped out of the window.
The cat's sitting out the window. He got this cardboard cut out of the cat, and then he's trying to pick him up, and he falls. And she fell
loses
for it.
It.
It was payback because they were on the plane, Kelly, and she drew a male body part on his forehead when he was sleeping.
I get it.
Where does it end?
It never ends.
You can't do a joke like that.
But, Kelly, it's great when, because I'd be into that.
Oh, it's so much fun.
If you're going to dish it, you got to be able to take it. So
I just don't like how good she is at it, because she is just as good at the prank as he is.
I like trying to make you laugh, but I don't want to go that far.
Ow. Mm. She drew a picture of a male body part on his forehead when he was sleeping on a plane. And he's walking around the airport like nothing.
Just do your job.
Do your job, JC.
We got it.
Who is that guy telling me to do my job? Our job is to give money away, and somehow, some way,
did we get it?
We found a person with the initials Kelly Raspberry pulled.
Yeah.
Tony, please tell us your name.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Tony Zayra.
And Tony Zayrath,
the X
is pronounced as a Z, as in xylophone.
You sound just like they call me Tony guy.
Yeah.
They call me Tony.
Tony, can you say they call me Tony?
They call me Tony.
Oh, it's you.
It may be.
We found you.
Well, Tony, you're welcome. You just won $500.
Yeah, Tony!
Thank you.
Now, wait, is your first name Tony or Anthony?
Tony.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Tony.
Just making sure.
Good call, Kelly. Good call.
I just had a realization. Good. Tony is usually short for Anthony,
or
which
Antonio.
Starts with an A.
Yes, ma'am.
But you're saying your parents named you legally Tony.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, you've got the legal ID to prove it. We're going to trust you on that. And if it's wrong,
ma'am,
then we'll take the next one that is on hold.
Right.
Okay. Now, Tony, here's the big question. Did you, on your social media status update, anywhere on social media post within the last 24 hours free money for Kid Nation?
I did not.
Tony!
Dang it, Tony!
Why?
I know.
Why?
I should have. I know. I should have.
Why didn't you? What is your excuse?
No excuses.
You just never thought in a million years I'd pull a T and an X.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right, Tony, we're disappointed.
But you can still keep the 500, though,
all right?
All
right, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Oh, we just sucked the life out of him.
Yeah. Yeah. You still have $500.
All right.
First of all, they don't trust me that my name's really Tony. Now they're beating me up for not posting money.
Yeah. You keep the $500, dude.
If $500. Win money and then have us scold
beat you
and doubt you.
We won't scold you if you write free money for Kid Nation. You got to do it within 24 hours of the next contest.
Hey, $500 is $500. That's awesome.
Yeah, you didn't have it before.
Tony's got it.
So you do it. Don't be like Tony. Go on your social media.
Don't win.
I'm gonna tell you, the day we give away that extra $500,
we're
gonna have a party.
Yeah.
We were gonna. Oh man, I'll be so excited. I might throw in an extra $100.
Think of the awesome cars we're gonna get for Christmas this year.
All that extra money just laying there on the table.
We're gonna get like speaker systems and navigation systems and leather seats with heated booties.
Seriously.
Yeah,
heated boobies.
Booties, bottoms,
and keyless ignition.
Probably, and windshield wipers.
Oh, the cool keyless that you can start from inside the house so it'll warm up when it's cold.
Nice.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. But I feel like somebody could steal your car when you do that.
I want like a blow dryer outlet in the car.
I can
do that on the way to work.
Congratulations, Tony.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got to get to the love and the problems and the person that can fix those love problems.
If you got a problem, I'll solve it.
Kelly Raspberry, featured in
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm really angry with my wife. The woman knows we're saving up to buy a... Woman knows we're saving up to buy a house.
Uh-oh. What did woman do?
Yet woman can't seem to control herself.
How dare woman?
Woman went to the mall.
I added that woman in. Okay. I came home yesterday to practically a brand new woman. Her hair is a new color, a new style.
Okay. At least he noticed.
Her nails are longer and have little polka dotted things on them.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
She's tan.
Nail art.
She must have spent... Nail art's awesome. I'm a fan. She must have spent the whole day getting stuff done to her body. This isn't the first time she's done this either. But last time, she swore it would be the last time. I make decent money and I work a lot, so it's more the principle of the matter than anything. I feel so disrespected and almost betrayed in a way. No words seem to work with the woman. at least none of mine. So I need yours. We're trying to buy a new house. What do I say to her, Dre?
What do I say to
the woman?
Well,
Dre, you have to have, I mean, I don't like the idea of living on a budget, but that's the, you know, here come the boring budget talk. You need to put your wife on a budget, and everybody's mad. My husband can't put me on a budget. Look, if you're having a common goal of saving a house, you both need to be on some sort of budget. Mm-hmm. You say, look, if you want to spend your money on getting polka dot nails, that's fine, but here's your weekly, monthly allowance, whatever it is. I mean, this is sort of like the Dave Ramsey thing where you put that money in an envelope or whatever, and that's it. And once that money's gone, it's gone. And you have to wait till the next week or the next month when you get your next allowance.
Oh.
Get your hair. Don't tell her she can't get her hair done. Just say, look, we have to have this amount of money set aside for groceries. This amount's for car. This amount is for mad money. It's whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. It could be to buy a new dress. I will never, ever criticize you or judge you for what you spend your mad money on, but that's the dollar amount you've got to live within. And if you can come to that agreement, otherwise, it's here it comes down to the no respect for each other. If she doesn't respect, the argument, it's my money, I can do what I want. You got to show her you're willing to do this. You have your mad money. Save it if you want or spend it on whatever. She can't judge you. Same thing for her.
Mm-hmm.
Your mad money, budget.
Go buy a big screen.
Yeah, you know, that'll show
well,
her.
If you save up enough of your mad money for weeks and weeks on end, and you would have enough to buy your
but then
big
he's
screen
doing
for the new
exactly,
house.
Yeah, he's disrespecting the couple plan of saving for the home.
But if you buy the TV, that's for both of them.
But if you have the budgeted mad money, you can do with it what you want.
Especially bowl games coming up.
Yeah. Playoffs are going
on.
There's a new reality show about nail art. Did you see that?
Yes.
I think it's called Nail Art. I'm not sure.
People
a
always
show
make fun
about
of me
nail
for
art.
Mine.
Yeah, because, I mean, people do, like, little mini masterpieces on their fingernails
now.
It's crazy.
Them, yeah.
I saw a lady that had the Mona Lisa on her,
it's crazy.
On her hand.
I love it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've heard you do a lot of letters from the hot mom before, but I'm the complete opposite.
You're the hot dad?
No. I'm such the opposite, my son's friends make fun of my looks.
Oh.
I see my son's face turn red from embarrassment when they're at our house talking about me, and it just breaks my heart. I'm working on bettering myself because I know some problems, like my weight, can be fixed. It's not going to happen overnight, though, so I need to know how to handle this with my son in the meantime. I don't want him feeling sad or ashamed because his mom isn't the hot mom. Can you please help me?
Man.
I don't know what to say.
It breaks your heart.
I really don't. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Kids are cruel. What boy comes over into your house and disrespects your mother?
I know.
I would be upset with your son for not kicking those boys out of the house. Don't
That's
talk
true.
About my mother that way.
See,
you should have a talk with your husband, if there is a husband or a father involved, about how you need to stick up for your mother in
family,
these situations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's family.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what really bothers me. The boys are cruel. They're going to pick at each other over whatever. But the fact that your son isn't standing up for you is what bothers me. I get that he might be embarrassed and a little bit ashamed. Okay,
and
that's fine, but you're his mother.
He may be a little, because I remember I had a kid that was, or I called him a friend until this happened, that started making fun of my mom's weight when I was in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
I punched him. I punched him right in the nose.
Yeah.
And I went home proud because I protected my mom and my dad was cool with it. But my mom grounded me for a month, I was confused.
But no, she was a but let me tell you, she did the right thing. She shouldn't hit somebody, but I'm telling you, you made her proud that you were. What's the other alternative?
Still stand up for your parents.
For you to come home crying because Johnny called you fat mommy. That just hurts her, you know?
Yeah.
And you continue to be friends with that boy?
No. And then his mom comes over.
Don't let anybody disrespect your mother. That's I thought that was some sort of code.
Talk about your mama, man.
You don't talk about mama unless you want to get punched. That's his bro code.
Dang
so
right.
I would have the man of the house, if I'm praying for you that there is a man involved, talk to your son about what it is to show respect for you as his mother and to not allow that conversation to take place. Dudes, if you want to come over in my house, you do not ever disrespect my mother like that again.
No matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Teach him to man up.
Don't ever disrespect the young man's mama.
Got it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay, so I'm just your standard, regular old, incredibly handsome, unbelievably charismatic black dude. No, this drooling pigment challenge mixed race woman is my wife, Rainbow. And despite what she looks like right now, she's a doctor. We're lucky. We've got a great house, four great kids, and my pops. It's a far cry from where it all began. That's why I promised my parents I'd get an education, graduate, and get myself out of there. I guess for a kid from the hood, I'm living the American dream.
That voice you hear right there is Anthony Anderson,
yes,
star of the new show Black-ish on Wednesday nights on ABC at 9:30, 8:30 Central.
And looking good doing it.
Looking all dang good.
What's up, Anthony?
Anthony Anderson on the phone.
Stop it, stop it. Stop looking at my physical appearance.
Anthony, what have you done? I mean, you have just dropped some weight. You're getting all cut. I was looking at this Twitter of yours and showing off your nipple pasties.
That was one hell of a birthday party, Kelly. One hell of a birthday party.
Yeah, in what instance does a man need to wear the nipple covers?
Well, in my instance, me, I have huge nipples, so I can never walk around freely with just a T-shirt on screen.
Yeah.
But those nipple daisies, seriously, I had a birthday party. I turned 44 this year, and I woke up with the pasties on, and I couldn't remember how they got there. So
that's funny.
That's a good party.
Right?
Do you ever wonder this, too, Anthony? Because I wonder it. Why do us dudes have nipples? We have no use for them.
There's no real use for them, yeah.
Hey, speak for yourself.
You use yours daily, huh?
Yeah, I guess he does.
Semi-daily. I don't know, but they're very sensitive. I like the sensitivity. I like the gentle suckle on the nipple.
There you go.
From my lady friend.
There you go. So there is purpose if you look for it, JC.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And you definitely have a purpose right now. Your last Twitter post was you just finished a 22.5-hour work day. Got 3.5 hours sleep and started again,
dude.
I'm assuming, with us. I mean, you must be just riding this adrenaline high with this Black-ish show being such a huge hit.
I am. It's exciting for us to be doing this, and you know, more so than that, you know, once we premiered last week and we had 15.4 million people tune in and watch, it let us know that we're on to something and we're doing something very special.
Awesome. Now,
how long did the network debate about naming the show Black-ish?
Well, you know, the network did name the show Black-ish. My partner, Kenya Barris, who created the show, he actually named it.
Okay.
You know, what's funny, the network never gave us any pushback about the title, but they never called it by the title until they picked the show up. In inter-office memos, they always referred to the show as the Untitled Anthony Anderson Project.
A lot of pressure on you, yeah. Anthony.
They never called it Black-ish, but once they picked it up, they were like, you know what, guys, you guys have picked up, and we're going to keep the name. We love the name. So I applaud Paul Lee, Disney, and ABC for, you know, championing the name and being out in front of it more so than we are at times. So, mm-hmm. You know, I love it.
Now, Anthony, I have a question regarding the casting of the show. You're the father of a young man who happened to audition to play your son in the show as well, and he did not get the part.
Ooh, ouch.
How was that at home afterwards?
You know, my son, you know, he took it kind of hard.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's okay. You know, my son was just a little too cool for the character. You know, the character needed to be a little awkward and gawky and all that.
Yeah.
My son has this swag that I have no idea where he got it from, so I'm still questioning if he's my son or not. But so he couldn't get – he didn't get the role. But he went on and got another television show on his own, and I just happened to be on set with him one day. And his producers came over to me and said, hey, Anthony, you know, we're introducing your son's character, father, on the show. Would you like to be the father? And I was like, sure, I'll do it. We got to work together. And then, you know, first day of filming, my son turned to me and said, Dad. I said, yeah. He said, that's how nepotism works. You should learn from me.
That's a wise kid.
That's cold.
Touche, you got me.
That's cold.
We're chatting with Anthony Anderson from Black-ish on Wednesday nights on ABC. You were born and raised in Compton, California, right, Anthony?
Yes, sir.
Shout out.
Now, this is great because Al Mack here, Big Al Mack, has claimed he's from Compton.
I'm from Compton. I sat in a room full of white people.
He actually
Anthony.
Claims to be Black.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it.
Well, see, this is my plight, you know, because when I'm with my brother, hanging out with my brethren, I do want to focus on the Blackness. But then when I come in here, I have to be a chameleon.
You go from Blackness to Black-ish you're with us.
I have to be a chameleon because I come in here and y'all don't want me all Black up in here. Y'all want me kind of beige.
Kinda,
I'm not ready for the kind of Black that Big Al brings. I'm not ready for that kind of Black. That's why he's Black when he's not around y'all, but Black-ish when he's with y'all.
There you go. There you go.
Would you still consider him Black-ish, knowing that his favorite artist of all time is Blake Shelton?
No, we don't.
No,
you know
no.
what? We keep that amongst ourselves because we will never publicly hate on Big Al for having the certain loves that he does.
Thank
right.
you.
All
thank
right.
you.
We won't
thank
publicly hate on him.
That's right. That's right. That's why OJ is, you know, for a long time, black people never said to white people, OJ did it. We might take that.
I tell now.
Anthony Anderson, also, you go golfing with Don Cheadle and Samuel L. Jackson quite
Al,
a bit, don't you?
Oh, man, that's, I got to go with y'all.
Al, that, okay, Anthony, Al had.
You play?
No.
I will.
But he had one sex dream.
Okay, well, you can't come with us, then.
Yeah, no.
Big Al had.
Sam Jackson, Don Cheadle, myself, we're all members of the same club. And, you know, when, you know, we're not working, when we do have some downtime, we all just meet at the club at 6:30 and we go out and play. We have a standing tea time. We,
wow.
We've been members. Sam's been a member there for almost, you know, 20 years. I've been there a little more than 10, so it's Don. And that's just our normal group.
Who has the lowest handicap out of you guys?
Sam does.
Really?
Sam has the lowest handicap out of us.
And who loses the most money?
Johnny Gill. He's one another Johnny one of Gill. Our fours. The guy that rounds up our fours.
Yeah.
And Johnny Gill, we would put up on Johnny Gill all the time on the golf course.
Yeah.
Well, just a real quick aside, Big Al's had one sex dream involving a male celebrity, and it was Don Cheadle. That's just a little brief.
Never mind.
That's why we brought that up.
Okay, it's cool.
It wasn't a sex dream.
Well, it was a make-out dream.
We did make out. It was a dream, though. It was just
so weird.
Wait a minute, Al. What's going on in your subconscious, brother?
Don Cheadle.
I have a girlfriend. She's beautiful. And
he's womanizing, but he dreams about making out with Don Cheadle.
Just one dream, one night, you know, a casino and, you know, some jello.
Things happen. What happens in Vegas?
Yeah, I have no idea, Anthony.
Okay, well, okay, that's cool. Noted.
In his dream, he woke up with nipple pasties.
Yeah. Yeah, what?
I love your laugh. So what do you like better, man? You like the serious stuff, like The Shield and Law and Order, or you like the comedy better?
Man, you know, that asked me which one of my children I love more. You know, I love them both, but I love them differently. You know, I love doing Antoine Mitchell on The Shield just because I was able to show my, you know, my public a side of me they hadn't seen. You know, they seen the silly comedy in me. You know, Kangaroo Jack, you know, Big Mama's House and stuff like that. But
right.
then to make that switch and just become this drug warlord, kingpin, ruthless killer, Antoine Mitchell on The Shield was just such a dramatic turn for me, and I loved it. I mean, you know, this is something that I've dreamed at doing since I was 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to actually, you know, just flex, you know, my dramatic muscle and show everyone and show them that I'm just an actor. You know, I'm
mm-hmm.
not a comedic actor. I'm not the fat, funny guy. I'm not this. I'm just an actor who can, you know, who has range. But depending on my day, when you ask me, man, the answer will change. Right now, I'm loving being back in this comedy vein.
All right, cool.
Yeah, you do so well with the comedy, but how would you compare your TV family now on Black-ish to Bill Cosby's Huxtables?
Is there?
You know what? I think it's an unfair comparison. You know, I welcome it. I appreciate it. But I think it's an unfair comparison. You know, Dr. Cosby, you know, is a trailblazer. I'm not trying to walk in his footsteps. I'm trying to walk alongside of his footsteps and leave my own impression and imprint. And also, you know, I think it's unfair to the show. You know, it's a different time,
mm-hmm.
different era. But to be compared to something as iconic as The Cosby Show is a feather in our cap. But, you know, we're trying to leave our own mark and tell, you know, a different set of stories.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Anthony, because Theo never tried to have a bar mitzvah or go play field hockey. So you're
hey, that's true. And the thing is, our show's autobiographical. All this stuff that you see in our show is true. My son came home at 12 years old and sat down with me and said, Dad, I don't feel black.
Oh.
You know, and I understood where he was coming from after our conversation because his black experience as a 12-year-old
mm-hmm.
African-American kid in America is different than that of mine
yeah.
growing up in Compton. You know, my son
right.
growing up, you know, privileged in suburbia and going to public school and me going to private school and me going to public school, you know, dodging drive-bys and gang fights and stuff
yeah.
like that. I understood that. But at the end of our conversation, my son looked me dead in my eye and said, okay, Dad, I get it. But for my 13th birthday, I want to have a bar mitzvah.
But dude, we've come a long way.
You really aren't black, are you?
We
came to a happy medium. I threw him a hip-hop bro mitzvah. I trademarked the name, and I threw him a bro mitzvah. And all of his Jewish friends said it's the best bar mitzvah they've ever gone to.
Did Drake perform?
No, I couldn't afford Drake, you know.
Yeah. Good now.
And real quick, Raven Simone was sitting down with Oprah the other day, and she said she doesn't want to be referred to as African-American. She wants to be referred to as American. Do you feel the same way, Anthony Anderson?
Look, people of color, we're all from African descent.
Right.
I don't take a stand either way. You know, I am American, but my heritage is African, so I don't have a problem with that. And I don't have a problem with Raven Simone wanting herself to be called American. It's what she is. It's what she knows.
Right.
I don't have an opinion either way.
Well, we do know that Anthony Anderson is the star of Black-ish.
Yes,
he is.
If you haven't been watching, you're only a couple weeks behind. You can catch up on demand, but catch it tonight on ABC at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central.
It's hilarious.
And it's in color. You know, it might be called Black-ish, but it's in color. So
right.
we've come a long way, Anthony.
There is that.
From Good Times to the Jeffersons, and now we got Black-ish. I love it.
There you go. And Al.
Yo, man.
Be careful what you eat before you go to sleep, Batman. Hey, man, we don't want you having more dreams like that.
I'll catch you later, Anthony.
Thanks, Anthony.
Not in your dreams, Al.
No. Oh, well, maybe.
Later, man.
Bye, Anthony.
Thank you, man.
Bye, guys.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Real quick, we want to also do something. We want you to get on the phone right now if you want to share, you know, a little bit of your personal lives with us. We share our personal lives with you. Come on, return the favor, right? He cheated, but I stayed.
Wow.
I want to talk to those women because there is a reason we're bringing it up. And no, it's not a personal reason. He cheated and I stayed. We want to give us a call if you stood by your man at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. There are many reasons women stay. Usually it's for the kids.
Yeah.
Maybe it's for a sense of financial security.
Yeah.
Maybe you're embarrassed. You don't want people to know that your marriage is a failure, or for whatever reason, there are reasons women stay. And sometimes they are able to turn things around and have a happy marriage. God bless you if y'all figured out the key to that.
And it can be done.
And sometimes people stay and live in complete misery until the day they die. So I want to know why it is you made that decision and what caused you to stay. The reason we bring it up is because of a story that popped up in the news a few months ago. Okay. Kendra Wilkinson and Hank Basket. Transsexual. Yeah. I always screw it up, and I always hear about it.
Trans.
Yes.
Trans.
This is a man that lives his life as a woman.
Is that
how
transgender?
About that? Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, this person is a transsexual model, according to this report. Ava Sabrina London claims that Hank Basket and she had an affair.
Okay.
And Kendra Wilkinson had just given birth to the couple's baby girl, like a week or two before she found out the news.
Uh-huh.
Went nuts, didn't she flush her wedding ring down the toilet?
That was reported.
Threw her wedding album into the pool. Of course, she's also part of reality TV, and they've been filming a lot of this stuff going on right now. It looks like to everyone that the show is Kendra on Top, it looks like she's still in denial about whatever happened between Hank and this Ava Sabrina London person, because here's what she has to say about it.
Initially, I wanted, you know, I believed everything. I believed everything that was said. You know, they claim that there's a polygraph out there. They claim that there's proof out there that my husband cheated on me. But as time goes on, as time went on, 4 months later, if you really look at it, there really is no proof. So, I mean, come on, you know, but I have to... At the end of the day, I don't want to be a stupid girl. I don't want to be stupid. But I know Hank loves me. But at the end of the day, like, I have to take things one step at a time and really, you know, figure things out.
Yeah, you don't want to be stupid. You want people saying, you're so stupid. How could you not know?
She wants tangible evidence.
She's
basically
saying there is no tangible evidence. Now, this model claims there are recorded phone conversations of him being extremely panicky.
Yeah.
So maybe maybe he sold her the bill of goods that I didn't. Okay, maybe I did flirt with this person because you were big pregnant. We were having problems. Who knows what's going on behind the scenes? I didn't realize it was a transsexual because I think that's got a lot of people's eyebrows raised. Yeah. You know, that's what makes the story a little extra juicy. Well, Radar Online reported it first, I believe, that Hank hooked up with London at her apartment while Kendra was 8 months pregnant with their daughter, Elijah, who's now 5 months old. And here's what Kendra said Monday about the state of her marriage today.
We're talking. We are, you know, we're not, I wouldn't say we're back together. I mean, we're still married because we're not divorced. But we're just at a place where we can talk right now. You know, not about everything, but we're talking and we're parenting.
It's tough.
This is one of those situations where you could say before it happens, oh, I would so leave. Mm-hmm. I'm done. There is no way I forgive him. No way in the world.
Everybody always says
you
that.
Always say
you
that.
Find yourself in that position.
You got a new baby. Kid.
Yeah.
You want, you don't, your dream is not to have babies and then raise them in a broken home. That is no, who has that dream?
You really don't know what you're going to do unless you're in that situation.
Right.
And she's put in that situation.
I don't know. I feel like this kind of cheating is different than
regular,
my husband cheating
regular
on
cheating.
Me with you. Then, yeah.
I mean,
sorry,
it is different.
It's not regular cheating. There's a whole different.
You got to understand the mindset.
Yeah, body behind it. Exactly.
Right.
Like, because I can't say I don't. I think I could potentially forgive it, depending on the situation.
Depending.
Like, if it was her with kids and family,
but
and it was a one-off.
If it's a transsexual person, that,
it's
like my
husband. Who are you?
That's more. That's even. That's
it's
mental and
level.
Physical. And maybe did he have? Was he ever attracted to me? You know,
oh,
or has he always liked that?
Too many questions.
Has he been hiding something?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you, as a mom, do you just make the sacrifice so your kids grow up in a united home and just say, I'm going to live with this?
Well, there comes a time where you should be happy as well. That's why you go to counseling.
Yeah. But, you know, as a parent, you make sacrifices for your children that you don't make for yourself. You know, you wouldn't dream of doing. You think their happiness before your own.
Help me with my memory. When Tiger Woods first got busted with like girl 1 through 3 or 5-4, didn't she hang out just for a little while until like the 10 and 11 and 12, and then she decided to leave?
The first I heard about it was with the golf club incident, I don't know when.
No.
They went through counseling, didn't they?
I'm not 100% sure. It's been so long, but it seemed like she didn't file.
They went through rehab. He went through... The sex rehab, and she kind of stuck around.
But then after,
I don't think she was ever planning on
multiple girls.
She hit him in the face with a golf club.
Well, that was the initial when she first found out.
Yeah.
That was the initial rage.
Yeah.
And then you want to save it. You try to save it. So he went to rehab, and I remember her visiting him at rehab. I seem to remember it's been so long now.
Mm-hmm. We are going to take some calls, but we also asked you on Facebook
why you stayed,
and Robbie said we cheated on each other. That's why I stayed. Was one worse than the other? No, not really. I had emotionally cheated, and he was in a sexual relationship. So we went through counseling, and things are getting better.
Okay.
Because my whole thing is if you stay, you make the decision to stay.
You forget. You have to forget.
You can't. How do you forget?
I know. It's tough to do, but you can't keep bringing it up.
No, you can't. That's it. You can't make the other person's life a continuous living hell because that's what it makes yours the same. You can't spend the rest of your life punishing him or punishing her. If you make the decision to stay, stay.
You can't keep going back to it.
Trust is so hard to earn.
I know.
Easy to
lose.
How
do you get that back? I don't know.
Irene, why did you stay?
Yes, I actually, my husband was a multiple cheater.
Okay.
And I would find out about it, and I would still stay mostly because of the kids. We are very involved in our church, and so I wanted to stay. For those reasons, he would keep apologizing, and it was just like any other sin to me, and I would keep forgiving him. But now we're actually separated because I found some lewd photos on his phone from another female, and this might make the third time, and third time of excuses. And this time he wasn't really apologetic, and so I decided that enough was enough, and I didn't want to show my kids that side of it. I didn't want them to continue to see the hurt and the pain, and they're getting older, and I figured that now was the time to make my exit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Enough. Yeah.
Yeah. You gave him two chances and he blew it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Irene.
This one's interesting. Melissa wrote us and said, I found out my husband cheated on me by seeing a DNA test sitting on our brand new table in our brand new house.
Whoa.
What?
I confronted him and he said it was one drunken mistake and he was so sorry. So I thought about giving him a second chance. And the reason I gave him a second chance is because as soon as I found that out, I called my dad crying. And his exact words to me were, I did that to your mom when we were younger, but she managed to forgive me. And we've been together ever since, married 26 years.
Wow.
So I thought, well, I'll trust that he's not like the others and that this was a one-time thing. And we've been together for 4 happy years since then.
Look at that dad for coming clean.
Yeah.
That had to be the hardest ever.
And a lot
but
of people,
you got to, as a man, if you're the cheater, and I can only speak, you know, you got to spend every doctor. I've heard Dr. Phil say that every day you got to prove to her,
show her you
that
love
she
her.
Can trust that you are worthy of trust. You call in and say, honey, I'm on the way home. Yeah. I'll be there. You have to. That's
you,
just
you
your own self penance.
When
you know?
Do that, you lose some liberty.
Right.
And that's deserved.
And that sucks as the girl, too, because it's like, I don't want to, I'm not going to punish you, but I need more assurance than I would have needed. I would have been more sane before.
And on the other hand, you know, guys get cheated on, too. And a lot of people think that guy's going to be all macho and he's going to leave the relationship. But our producer, Mike, was telling us, what if you do have kids and you're the guy? Are you going to be punished with not being able to see your kids? Mm-hmm. Because somebody made a mistake.
I've talked to a man that was in that same position, miserable in marriage and therapy on his own because he was so miserable in his marriage. But he didn't. He said, I know if I leave her and I divorce her, I'm not going to get to see my kids every day. And I'm sacrificing my happiness to be there and in therapy to give him the strength to go home.
And honestly,
because he wants to be there for his kids.
And I think women are more trusting than men and they forgive easier than men do. Because guys,
there's
something in our brain that does not allow us to forgive as easily as women do.
Well, you guys are more visual, they
say. I think
it is
like the visual thing.
And that's what you've said about, you know, I mean, you've said that many times about even you and your own wife. You just visualize things. Like we're more emotionally wounded by it, and you just visualize it.
I've had friends that want to break up with a girl, and they say, no, I can't break up with her because I just visualize her with another guy, so I can't break up with her. But I want to break up. And this whole thing.
I know guys are kind of going through it, and I know their wives have to know what they're doing, but they just
put
the blinders up, and like, you know, okay, this house is, they, you know, they don't want to throw the dream away. You know, they dreamed about being married, having the kids in the house and everything.
Embarrassment.
And they just,
what is it? Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Danielle, you are going through it right now.
Yes.
Why are you deciding to stick around?
This happened about 2 years ago. We were, we just got married, actually, and I found out that this had happened. I caught him in a lie, and it was actually with a friend of mine.
Yeah, wow.
And that's how I caught them. I caught them both in a lie.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, he came to me, and he told me what happened and that it wouldn't happen again, and my friend was actually making up lies to other people about what was going on.
Yeah. But why are you deciding to stay? Why did you decide to stay with him?
I decided to stay because I knew he wasn't that kind of person. And everyone else around us was also surprised because he's not that kind of person. So he told me that, it was just a one-time thing. So I stayed, and it's been 2 years since that happened. So
you feel like he was lured in by your supposed friend?
No, I don't think it was her fault. It's both of them. They both had a part in it. So I don't blame one over the other, but I think it was just something that happened that was, stupid, just a stupid mistake.
Does he go out of his way to show you how faithful and trustworthy he is now, or are you just living life and...
Oh, no. I mean, right after it happened, he would give me his phone, tell me, go through it, look through it.
Yeah.
He would send me pictures to know that he was at work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hated having to want that, but, he would do it to show me. And even now, he'll still show me his phone.
Yeah.
We've gotten...
Is it tough for you not to bring it up when you get mad?
Sometimes. I mean, there are times that we've argued that I have brought it up. And even now, I'll still think about it, but I'm trying to get better about, I can't keep doing that. I can't keep making
myself like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't live like
that. Yeah, if you forgive, you're never going to forget. But if you've forgiven him, you can't punish him every time he screws up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's looking at the waitress a little bit too long.
Yeah, I have to, you know, keep myself, because I can't live like that. You're right, I can't keep dwelling on that. I have to move on.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with your relationship, okay, Danielle?
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you got to forgive. If you want to keep this going, go to Kid Nation Facebook page and let us know what you went through. And maybe we'll revisit this again.
Yeah, it's a very interesting. And so many people go through it. Yeah. You don't ever know what goes on behind closed doors.
Yeah.
But we're there for you.
Go up and down these neighborhoods and see these pretty houses. You don't know what's going on behind those doors.
Exactly.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.